The wreck of the luxury liner Costa Concordia was refloated today. The ship capsized 2.5 years ago off an Italian island. 32 people were killed. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from the island of Giglio. It's the largest maritime salvage in history.
The refloating began at 6 a.m. when the senior salvage master and his team entered the control room on the top deck of the 1,000-foot-long vessel. All ferry traffic with the mainland was halted to allow tugs and support boats free movement between the wreck and the island's small port. The Concordia has been fitted with 30 airtight metal tanks filled with water. Today, compressed air was gradually pumped into the tanks to create sufficient buoyancy to lift the ship. This was the riskiest moment because the hull could have cracked and fallen apart, spilling tons of rotting food, chemical solvents, and debris into Europe's biggest marine sanctuary. But at midday, 6 hours after work began, the 115,000-ton vessel had cleared its custom-made platform by 3 feet. Michael Tam, CEO of the shipowner Costa Crociere, was very satisfied.
I'm very pleased that all the engineering work which has been done beforehand is proven to be very, very accurate. The ship is on even keel, the ship is afloat again, and all technical systems are working very well. We have seen a great start of this refloating operation, and let's move forward.
By mid-afternoon, the ship had been raised about 6 feet. It was then slowly towed out to sea, 90 feet eastward, where it was moored to the seabed and land with chains and cables. Over the next 6 to 7 days, the vessel, 2.5 times the size of the Titanic, will gradually be raised further, bringing above the surface of the water 4 more decks. Once the refloating is complete, the wreck will be towed over a period of 5 days to the port of Genoa, where it will be scrapped. The entire salvage operation is being paid for by the shipowner. Again, CEO Michael Tam.
The total project costs have exceeded 1 billion euro already and will further go up because of the cost of this operation we are witnessing here is not included. Also, the transport to Genoa not and the demolition, as well as the remediation of the site. So I believe we will end up at a region of 1.5 billion euro.
That's more than $2 billion. Ever since the ship rammed into a reef 30 months ago, one of the biggest concerns has been the possible damage to the surroundings. Italian Environment Minister Gianluca Galletti was on hand today to assure Giglio's residents that every step is being taken to protect the local flora and fauna.
Abbiamo incominciato il monitoraggio delle acque.
We are closely monitoring the waters around the Concordia. It will be constant, not only during the refloating stage, but also during the entire towing stage. And we will continue for another 5 years in the area where the Concordia is today to study the impact of the wreck on that section of the sea.
Once the Costa Concordia has been towed away, the search will continue for the last person not accounted for, Indian waiter Russell Rebello. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Island of Giglio.